Very glad that we have over $3 million of youth development funds forthcoming, but I would like to see us get started on this post haste. So appreciate everybody's diligence, but I would like us to move forward.
Move forward they did, and the mayor broke the tie. It was a 5-all commission vote, and that's the mayor's job, break the tie. He did, in favor of using close to $2 million, $1.9 million to be precise, those American Rescue Plan Act funds, federal dollars, for something called Athens Achieves, Workforce Development Program. Spearheaded by the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce, its request for the funding approved with the mayor breaking that tie, the vote last Wednesday night. Athens Clark County Commissioners meeting, the head of the chamber joining us now, Chamber President David Bradley, to talk about this Athens Achieves program and what we're going to do with this money. David Bradley, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you so much, Tim.
Reading a description here, a new workforce development program that looks to link employers and job seekers. What's the chamber role in this?
So, Tim, there are a vast number of workforce development efforts that are undertaken in the community, but they're all operating. And then I don't mean this in any negative sense to any of them, because everybody's doing their best to do the best job possible. But there's no alignment, there's no linkage, or there's very little alignment, or very little linkage or collaboration. We don't have an overarching goal that generally all of these efforts are trying to achieve. So what we're suggesting is we have a short-term dilemma, because we have 12,000 jobs that are open and unfilled in Athens-Clark County right now. But that we have a long-term, and I don't mean to be overdramatic, but we have a long-term crisis. We have a 56% participation rate as far as the labor force participation versus the national average is 62%. So only 56% of the people that are employable are actually looking for work or are working. So 44% are not. We have a 21% poverty rate. We have our third grade reading proficiency levels are at 20%. And that third grade level is when you really start to, we really need to be talking about career development, and we need these kids to be engaged in school. So all of the efforts that have been undertaken over the course of folks have been working on are great. We just have to get serious about workforce development. And so we've suggested we want to put a flag in the ground and say, we should be the voice of business, and getting a quality workforce is all about having business sustainability and prosperity, that we're putting a flag in the ground and say that we're going to take this ball, and we're going to have folks at the table along with businesses, along with business leadership, to determine exactly what we need, how we need it, where we need it, and when we need it, and looking for the business community to pay for it.
All right, now I want to talk about how we're going to use these $1.9 million and drill down onto some specifics in a moment. But before we get there, again, David Bradley, the chamber president here in Athens, Athens Area Chamber of Commerce. You gave us some of the data, jobs unfilled and people not looking for work. That strikes me that you got two things to deal with here. One is existing businesses. Plenty of those, obviously, in Athens and Oconee County. But beyond that, your role as one of those folks whose job it is to go out there and recruit business, and the business of workforce development. Seems you tell me, you're the boots on the ground here, but my sense is you're out there chatting up some business that might want to relocate to Athens, and one of the questions you're going to eventually get around to is, yeah, we're going to need workers. We're going to need 100 workers. We're going to need 1,000 workers, whatever it is. How y'all doing with workforce development down there? I mean, that sounds like it's something that, based on what you said earlier, it could be a challenge for you.
Well, it is a challenge. It's very much a challenge. And when you look at the metrics that we talked about, we don't fare very well with some of the other communities with which we compete. The parts of our workforce that are working are doing a great job keeping our businesses in shape, but we've got to create a more valued and valuable workforce. And I mean, that's a short-term project, and it's a long-term project.
All right. So the commission, with the mayor breaking the tie in that vote last week, got now close to $2 million. How do you spend those dollars? I mean, what's going to happen with that money? What are we going to see?
Well, I'll talk just a second about the short term. We're proposing that we will hire a chief workforce officer. We have an economic virtually every community in the country now has somebody with whom that oversees economic development, and so there are a lot of economic development throughout the county, but it all works to and through one office, and we're suggesting that workforce development needs that same profile. So we will hire a chief workforce officer that will pull the major employers, as well as the partners that are coordinating workforce development programming, getting everybody at the table to make sure all of our efforts are aligned. And we'll hire a grant writer and grant administrator to assure that continuation of funding, we do not expect to ever go back to Athens-Clarke County Unified Government and ask for funds again.
No, that grant writer thing, my understanding of a grant writer, just to visit that for a quick moment here, if you hire the right person, the grant writer pays for himself or herself.
Without question. So, Tim, without naming names, there are a lot of grants on the state level and national level, specifically for workforce development now, because it is becoming the hot topic in the country. But we believe that there's a great opportunity for grants. But also we believe the business community has a vested interest in making sure this happens. We have a local employer who noted in 2023 that they hired 500 people that didn't work out, that didn't last more than 2 months. It cost them $2,000 to hire a single person. So that's $1 million they spent on hiring 500 people that didn't work out. So there's a vested interest in making sure that we are with that they would like to see, they'd like to see that effort become much more affordable, and that's what we're trying to develop the short-term process for. So our chief workforce officer, the grant administrator, we will have probably the cornerstone to the short-term is a job portal that would be very similar to what we've seen in two other communities, most notably in Tuscaloosa.
Again, David Bradley, the president of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce. What will this look like? Let me ask it this way. How will we gauge success? You know, $1.9 million Federal American Rescue Plan dollars to spend here. How are we going to 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years down the road assess success or the lack thereof?
Well, I think that great question. So the success for the a key component of the success is the increase of the job participation rate, at least up to the national average, which right now is 62%. I believe we will be bold enough to say that we will increase the median family income by, adjusted for inflation. We'll increase the median family income, but I don't know whether that number will be 8, 9, or 10%. We'll look at the number of jobs that are available in the region. I mean, this is Athens-Clarke County, where we're starting. We expect that we'll be able to take this to a regional level. But we'll look to be able to enhance our capacity to attract other high-wage, high-benefit jobs, particularly in the five industrial sectors or the five business sectors that are recognized in Athens-Clarke County, that are targeted in Athens-Clarke County.
And David Brandon, quickly,
the key indicators would be the labor force participation and the median family.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in closing here very quickly. And I know you could probably give me a speech on this. We don't have time. So quick, how did we get here? How did we, Athens specifically, but just generally, 62% nationally is a bad number, but 56% locally obviously is worse. How did we get to this place where the labor participation rate is so low?
You know, that's a great question, and I really don't. I don't have that answer as to necessarily how we got here. But we've seen communities that have pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and increased it. I think probably how we've gotten here is we've started acting in silos where education community and the business community and government don't really talk. Athens Achieves will be the major employers have to be at the table, have to orchestrate what we're the game plan for Athens Achieves, because it's when we talk about workforce development, if the business community is not at the table saying this is what we need, the chances of success are minimal. So I believe that we just haven't had the business community necessarily at the table when we're talking about workforce development, and we're going to change that radically.
All right. David Bradley, president of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce. Again, Athens Achieve is this program, a tie vote, the commission meeting last week. The mayor broke the tie, and so the funding for this program will keep us in the loop on this. Thanks for your time this morning. Best of luck moving forward.
Thanks, Tim.